We live at a time of amazing inventions and technology, but I'm old enough to remember life before flat-screen televisions, before smartphones and personal computers. We've certainly come a long way, but no invention can compare to the human body. It's the most sophisticated and complicated design ever. The human brain is the most complex and highly ordered arrangement of matter in the universe. Messages from the brain travel through the nerves at up to 200 miles per hour. The human eye is composed of more than 3 million working parts. The human bones, even though they're brittle and can fracture, are 30 times stronger than steel. The human body is the most amazing and yet the most easily explainable creation in the world. There are basically two explanations for the human body. One is evolutionism, the belief that somehow a group of organisms evolved over time and they deliberately improved themselves. And another is creationism, the belief that we were supernaturally created. A Japanese pharmacologist dedicated 50 years of his life to study the nature of life. After extensive research, he was not able to conclude the origins of the human body. What he did find out was the basic components that make up the human body, animals, and plants. And what he discovered was that all persons, animals, and plants, once decomposed, are made up of the same minerals that come out of the earth. Exactly the same explanation the Bible gives us for the origins of our bodies. In Genesis 1:27, it said, "So God created mankind in his own image and likeness. In the image of God he created them, male and female." And then in Genesis 2:7 it says, "Then the Lord formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." In just two sentences, the Bible offers the most viable and credible explanation for the existence of the human body. That God himself created us in his likeness and image and then fashioned our bodies from the dust of the earth. We are God's maximum creation. We are his masterpiece.